Right now, the kingdom is available to you. God sent his son to be the exchange for your life. You can receive the perfect life of Jesus Christ and live forever and have abundant life today. The kingdom is always at hand. It's always available now. You never have to wait for the kingdom of Jesus Christ to arrive. Welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. I'm Jonathan here in Melbourne, Australia. Welcome to another episode where I'm going to be sowing the seed of the kingdom of God, and that's the very word that Jesus sowed in the parable of the sower. He said it's the seed of the kingdom that is sown into men's hearts. And so really it is your response, my response to that kingdom seed. You know, do we really want to follow God? Do we really want to follow the truth? Or are we like Pilate, who in John 18 was asking Jesus, what is truth, when truth was standing in front of him? You know, many of us had a religious experience or a religious upbringing. We may have been to church or Christian meetings and not really understood the word, but there comes a point where you are born again, and that is when you become a brand new creation, a new creature. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3, if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom. So the kingdom is here, it is available, it is within reach, but it is invisible to those who are not born again. And so from the outside looking in, we who are like the wind, those who are born again are like the wind, Jesus said. They blow wherever the Spirit leads them. We are not like everybody else. We are not human. We are living in a physical body like Jesus Christ, who was fully God and fully man, but we are made in the image of God in our spirit man. You see, Jesus said to the Pharisees, your father is the devil. In other words, your spiritual father is the devil. So we have a physical body like everybody else, but our spirit, according to Paul, is one with the Spirit of God. It doesn't just say that a Christian has the Holy Spirit. It says that we are one with him in spirit. So we have the mind of Christ. We eat the body of Christ. We're wearing the armor of Christ. The armor in Ephesians chapter 6 is the armor that Jesus wears. We're wearing his armor. And hopefully we're also speaking his words. He said, as the Father sent me to represent him, I'm sending you to represent me. The whole plan here is sons of God, made in the image of God. My genealogy, my heritage, it doesn't go from my mother and father and my grandparents all the way back to Adam and Eve. My heritage starts with God, and then it's me. He's the firstborn of many brethren, the Bible says. Jesus, the firstborn again. I am born again of the Spirit. My brother is Jesus. My father is God. I have no other genealogy. In fact, John says, those who are not born of the will of a man and a woman, but born of God. This podcast is to those who are born of God. Those who are born of God, those who he gave them authority to become children of God. We've actually been transferred from darkness to light. We've changed kingdoms. We're no longer just living in a body, being led by our own physical needs and emotional needs. Our spirit man is meant to become first and foremost in our lives. We deny our soul. We don't live according to the pattern of this world system, which is to put your body first. You know, what can I eat? What can I wear? Jesus said, you don't worry about these things. You become less and I become more. You lay your life down for your friends because you're living spirit first. You don't do what your body wants to do. The people you live with and work with, even your family, they think you're weird for not gratifying the lusts of the flesh, for not putting what your body... You see, they are led by their body. They are led by their ego. They're led by their will, their emotions. You know, God leads us into some funny places sometimes. He led Jesus into the desert to be tested, to be tempted by the devil. Now, God doesn't tempt anybody, but it says that he was led by the Spirit to be tested. Jesus said in John 18 again, he said, the Father prepared this suffering for me. He said that to Peter. Are you going to stop what the Father is wanting to do? Sometimes the Father, if you are born again, if you are a son of God, God disciplines those he loves. In fact, I believe Hebrews says, if you're not being disciplined by God, then you're not his son. If we want to reign with him, we're going to rule, we're going to suffer with him. So if your life looks like Jesus, Paul, you know, if you're finding that everywhere you go, there's conflict. You see, Jesus said, I came not to bring peace, but to bring a sword. I came to turn a mother against her daughter and all these things, because you're living in a kingdom that is violently opposed to this world system. You can't go to work, you can't buy a house or a car or anything, or talk to anyone without being in the opposite direction to them. Your father wants to bring abundant life, and their father can only steal, kill, and destroy. You've got to remember this incredible cosmic battle that we're in, where Satan lost his position as God's right-hand man, and he was replaced by us. You've got to remember that. This is the way he sees it. You and I are made a little lower than the angels. What that means is, you see, if you read, what it means is God copied himself. God, in a sense, he made us. Okay, let's put it this way. Paul said, do you not know that you will judge the angels? So if Lucifer is a fallen angel, then who's going to judge him? You know, God put man above the angels. We're a little lower than the angels in the sense that our bodies are less powerful, less strong. You know, we don't live forever naturally in the flesh, but we are way more than the angels, because to which angel did God say, you are my son? Do you understand? God didn't send an angel to die on the cross. God sent a human being. A human being that had never sinned, whose spirit was one with God. You see, Jesus, he imaged the Father perfectly. Go back to Genesis 1. God copied himself. And Jesus is the perfect copy. That is what he showed us. Jesus said, when you see me, you see the Father. So God made a image of himself, a representative of God. We are a flesh representation of a spiritual God. And Jesus Christ is that representation. He is that perfect representation of the Father. And he said, I want you to be a perfect representation of the Father. If you say to this mountain, it'll be removed. Greater works than these will you do if you believe. So we, like Jesus, need to image our Father. How do we do that? Well, we die to ourselves. We lose our life and we find it. If you're finding that there's conflict around you, that you're speaking the truth and there's people are fighting back, then maybe it's a sign that you're on the right track. I think in Christian circles, we become infected with the yeast of the Pharisees, the yeast of Herod that Jesus warned us about. We look on TV at these famous Christians and we think, wow, you know, this Pentecostal pastor, he's got a beautiful wife and a beautiful kids and their teeth are perfect and they're on television. And that's great. You know, I believe that there is a place for church and media. But what I'm saying is, does his life look like Christ? Because Paul said, I mean, John, the Apostle John said, if you know him, you will walk as Jesus walked. You know, are we walking in power? Are we being persecuted? Jesus said, blessed are the persecuted, blessed are you when people say all sorts of evil things about you. Now, we see that, of course, with Bethel and Hillsong, of course, there's persecution. But John said, we know. John said, if we know him, we will walk as Jesus walked. We will live as Jesus lived. And he said, Jesus said that the kingdom brings division, it brings conflict. And so we see Paul is in prison, Paul is shipwrecked, Peter is, you know, being persecuted and crucified upside down and all of these things. Now, I know we don't live in those sorts of, you know, totalitarian regimes at the moment, but why would your Christian life look like a perfect family on TV when that's not what we see in the Bible? We see the church scattered, we see the church persecuted, we see the church hiding in their homes, locking the door so that even Peter couldn't get in to his own church. You know, this is what I call the underground church. And what I feel at the moment is that there's been compromise. I feel that we've accepted this yeast of the Pharisees and this yeast of Herod, and we're believing that church is this, you know, perfect driven life, this, you know, your best life. Joyce Meyer talks about these things, you know, self-help groups, and I wonder whether it's kingdom anymore. You know, are they really preaching the gospel of the kingdom, or are they preaching another gospel? And we've got to ask ourselves this thing. I'm not trying to speak against anyone or anything like that. What I'm saying is, are you really following him? Are you really doing what he did? Jesus said that the wise person, the wise builder, is the person who builds their house on the rock. Are you loving your neighbor as yourself? Are you forgiving? Are you not judging? Are you doing all these things? Are you eating his flesh and drinking his blood? Because I think a lot of us, really, if we're honest with ourselves, we're following a model of church and not the king and not the kingdom. So let us repent together. Let us pray. Father, we just want to thank you for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, that you said that if we abide in you, we will bear much fruit. You said we will show that we're your disciples by bearing much fruit. And I'm challenged, Lord, to lead people to Christ, to speak the word that you speak, to only say what the Father's saying. to only do what the Father's doing, to take time out like Jesus, to be alone with the Father and to be in solitude, Father God, to pray in tongues, Father God, to see the future. Thank you that your deliverance is preventative. Thank you that your deliverance is permanent. We don't have to worry about the future. We don't have to worry about what we're going to eat or drink or what the crazy government mandates are for this month or this week or this year, God. We know you, God. We know you and we love you and we abide in you and we bear much fruit today. In the name of Jesus, God, would you give us the kingdom? Jesus, you said to ask for the kingdom. You said it's the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. And so we ask for the kingdom today. Lord, would you burn in our hearts, Lord God, every form of unbelief, every form of doubt. Would you burn out the yeast of the Pharisees? Would you transform us by the renewing of our mind, by the washing of the water of the word? That's right. Lurem benjiliara marandangere bishidigiri andangere bikeshindigiri andangere keshindigiri andange Lulurundu shire nananda nanda shire de nende nene nana namasanda nanda Bilere bere bishunduru du 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 Ila rabaranda bere shire de 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 maranda rabaranda. Iere mene murenge de beranuru shende de berende shende de berandara. O randangli alorondo loro 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 Angels right now are doing some beautiful works behind you. You're going to love it, guys. You're going to love partnering with what the Spirit is doing today. Remember, Jesus said, do not lean on your own understanding. Do not lean on your own understanding. Oh man, the Father has prepared good gifts for his children. You don't have to be afraid. He's got amazing things prepared for you today. He's got amazing things prepared for you today as you walk in them. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Urana melele mele kusha na na ne 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 she ne na 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 se ne 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 ne. Oh, guys, many of you that you think that there's something wrong because of the feeling. But there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. Sometimes you just need to stand. And when you've done everything to stand. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, Ramala Berele Beshe, Lele Bele Bele Beshe, Lele Bele Bebe. Thank you, Father. God, thank you that you lead and guide these people who are listening today. Thank you that they need no one to teach them, but they have an anointing from the Father. Thank you that they're safe. Jesus, you prayed that they would be, that the Father would keep them safe, that you would protect them in this world, God. Thank you that they're safe. Guys, the best place for you to be is in Jesus. You know, you might not feel safe in your family. You may not feel safe in your church. You may not feel safe in this world because of what we've all been through recently. But you can hide in the high tower of God and be safe. You can hide in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You can hide in Psalm 91, right? Yeah? You can hide in him. He will keep you safe. You are hidden in Christ Jesus. You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, right now. And this, as we sign off today, the Spirit would love you to eat Jesus. Remember, we eat his body, we drink his blood. Why don't you eat his word today? Eat his word. Just trust the Holy Spirit is going to, he's going to lead you and he's going to guide you into all truth. Just wait on him today. You know, when you first rise up in the morning, allow him to speak to you. Just be still. Don't, just remember you are a son and a daughter of God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You don't have to wait. There's nothing that you can do to prove yourself to God, to be accepted by him. You know, he's done it or he hasn't done it. Either you're accepted or you're not accepted, you see. You don't deserve it. We all deserve to go to hell, right? Every one of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But what is the glory of God? The glory of God is fulfilled in you, because Christ in you is the hope of glory, which is the whole point. If you're born again, as you are today, if you're born again, then you have Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you're born again, then the hope of fulfilling that Romans 6 chapter is in you. All have fallen short of the glory of God, but Christ in you is the hope of glory. So the only hope that you and I have of achieving the glory of God that we fell short of has been deposited inside of you. So the Holy Spirit, what I'm trying to do and what the Holy Spirit's trying to do and hopefully what your pastor is trying to do is to speak to that word that is already inside of you, so that the glory of God would rise up and be completely fulfilled in you. So we want you to grow. We want to teach you. We want to correct you. We want to rebuke you. We want to disciple you. We want a fivefold ministry, the church, so that the fullness of God is manifest, so that you're made perfect, so that you're in unity and in love and walking in love, so that every spot and wrinkle is gone, so that you are mature. Mature is when you and Christ are the same, where you are living, you are the same as Jesus Christ on the earth. It's because you're not being led by your body, you're being led by your spirit. And your soul has been transformed into the image of Christ. So what I'm telling you today, the secret is to run into the fire, run into the persecution. Run. Don't look for God to take your troubles away. That's what I'm trying to say about these perfect pastors on TV that paint a picture that a Christian should be married with three children and they're all following Jesus and they've got perfect teeth and perfect clothes and no debt. That's not the gospel. That's not the kingdom. The kingdom is persecution and suffering and being scattered. The kingdom is you know, families, you know, being against each other. If you think that that if there's someone in your family who doesn't agree with you, that that's a problem that God needs to deal with, then you're going to be distracted. Jesus said the seed of the kingdom is sown in your heart, and the worries of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the seed. So the devil, if you're looking for things to be in equilibrium, then you're never going to do anything for Christ because you're always distracted. If you think you're meant to have that perfect, Joseph Prince life, what's the other guy with the perfect teeth? Joel Osteen, or whatever his son's name is. If you're looking to them and think, I've got to be, when I'm like them, then I've arrived. No. Jesus said, iron sharpens iron. He said, I've came to bring a sword. He said, the members of your own household are going to be your enemies. Do not suppose that I've come to bring peace on the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I've come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus said many things like that. He said, don't be surprised when the world hates you. So if you're living in a life where your family is against you, where he said one man's enemies will be the members of his household, if you find that your house is against you, that your church is against you, that the Pharisees are against you, that you're in prison, that you're suffering, then don't think that you've failed. Maybe you've arrived. Maybe you're actually on track. Maybe you're in the kingdom. But if you're looking to Joel Osteen and Derek Prince and all these perfect pastors, now I love them, I bless them, I want to encourage church growth, church planting, church ministry and media. But is that really the kingdom that Jesus preached? Because if 2,000 years ago we already had false gospels, false teachers, false doctrines, doctrines of demons, we had errors in the church, someone had bewitched the Galatians, Jesus wrote letters about the Nicolaitans and how he hated them, and the church was lukewarm and he was going to spit them out of their mouth, then maybe we should repent, even now. So I want to encourage you to do that today, to make sure that you are following him. Make sure you are following him. That's why I'm not. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just pray for your grace to be on this life, whoever this is who's listening, and that you would bless them right now in Jesus' name. God, take them in. Take them further than they've ever, ever gone before in the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God be with you today. God be with you today in Jesus' name. Guys, you're going to make it. You're going to make it. And I'll see you there. I'm going to see you on the other side. And we're going to rule and reign with him forever. And it's going to be amazing. Bye for now.